Matthew 27:45-46, we find these words. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Elaine's mother lived alone for 18 years. She was healthy, active in her church, cleaned her house, checked on homebound people, and did her shopping. She missed her husband of 52 years. On one occasion, when we went to spend a few days with her, she met us at the door, as usual, with a big hug. Then she said, "Do you know how much I miss being hugged every day?" I heard loneliness loud and clear behind that statement. We asked her on many occasions to move to Rome from Augusta, Georgia, but she refused. We don't have to have a stay-at-home mandate to feel lonely. Do you remember being a new student at a new school? Do you recall going off to college for those first few weeks? There are spouses that feel lonely because there's no quality communication in the home. Children feel lonely if parents do not invest time in them. You have senior adults who live alone near you who are lonely. Residents in an assisted living or a nursing home may feel lonely because no one comes to see them. If you live by Bible-based principles, you'll occasionally feel like you stand all alone. We read about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane praying before he would be offered for our sins. Read about Jesus on the cross crying out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" That is the ultimate picture of loneliness. When you lose your job or the diagnosis is cancer, you may feel like no one else understands your situation. When a teen has their first breakup with a boyfriend or girlfriend, there's a loneliness ache unlike anything else. We need to walk with Christ daily. He says he'll never leave us or forsake us. What a promise. We're never alone. As believers, we should be on the lookout for those experiencing loneliness. Your smile, your positive greeting, your phone call, your text or email may make some person's day. We must look beyond our needs and reach out to others. Then our loneliness will be erased.